Now, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. It's a continuation. If I'm pulling it on the way out of your yard, but before I get out of your yard, so I haven't done a proper kinyan because I'm doing mashicha in your yard, umeis brishas abaylim, and your animal drops down dead in your yard. Putter, I'm putter from everything. Why? Because what did I do? Your animal died, had its own heart attack, and I didn't steal it yet, so I'm totally off the hook. However, higbio, if I lifted it up, so now I acquired it, and I became like a shomer, it's my responsibility to get it back to you. I took it like a showel, I borrowed it, so to speak, at least, and I'm a ganav, and I have to give it back to you. Osho etzio mirshus amalim, or if I let it off your lot, which case I become the thief, I become responsible. In those cases, the mace, if the animal dies, even by natural causes, chayim, I have to pay you back in full. For your animal, what do you want from me? Like the fact it's not your fault that the animal's about to die. Nisano lebchoros beno. Now, okay, the next case in the Mishnah are where I trick an accomplice, let's call him an unwitting accomplice, to do the dirty work of actually stealing the animal. So I the first case is v'nasno lebchoros beno. He gives it as like, you know, firstborn payments for his child. It means that I say, listen, Cohen, I owe you 5 slime for my kid, and I want to be. I want to redeem the kedusha of my child, and I know a great 5 sella worth sheep that you could have. It's right over there. Help yourself to it. Take it up, pick it up, and acquire it, and redeem my kid. So I tell that to the Kohen. The Kohen then goes and picks up the sheep, and he acquires it. So he becomes a thief, kilu. But he didn't know he's becoming a thief. In which case, we'll ascribe the person who told him to pick it up as the bad guy. It has to be where the Kohen has no idea he's doing a bad thing. Then he's not a shlich of the varaver. He's just acting on my behalf, and I'll become the thief. Oh. Leba'al chobo. Same goes if I owe some guy money and I say, oh yeah, I owe you $5, well go help yourself to a $5 sheep off my lot over there. It's not really his lot, of course. Again, same story. Then the guy told the creditor to pick up the sheep. He's the bad guy, not the creditor himself. If in all those cases I give it to some custodian to watch the animal, not mine. I say, do me a favor, my sheep's over there, you take care of it, or you borrow it, or you rent it, whatever it is, and when you're done, return it to my different lots. That's my secret way of laundering the animal through to my possession. So in all those cases, via moshcho, the mace was just a bile and putter. If the Cohen or the creditor, or any of these 4 watchmen, go and are leading the animal out, and it dies while it's still in the original owner's backyard, putter, everyone's putter, because what do you want? The animal died by normal causes. Higbio, if the Cohen or the creditor or these 4 watchmen who I've tricked lift it up, make an acquisition, Osho, Tzio, Mershu, Tzavalim, or they take it out of the guy's backyard, the mace and the animal dies, Chayav, the bad guy, the trickster who told the Cohen or the creditor or the 4 showmen to pick it up and take it, he's on the hook to replace it because he made them into his accomplices and they were unwitting. Again, it has to be they didn't know. If they did know what was going on, and they were just accomplices to the crime, then we say, you know, Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, and they're on the hook also, they're the ones who are the thieves, and they're responsible. Okay.